Some fabulous German sausage recipes could be heading to the Wye Bay following the awarding of a prestigious scholarship to a Bundaberg butcher. Jordan Bauer is a sixth-generation butcher and he has just picked up a scholarship that will take him to Germany to learn about traditional small goods. I caught up with Jordan earlier and asked him just what the scholarship meant to him.
I was over the moon. I'm still a little bit above the clouds now, actually. Yeah, it's a pretty good feeling.
So what does getting the scholarship actually mean for you?
It lets me learn more about my trade, gain more experience by learning new skills. Going to Germany, I'll be able to learn how to make proper traditional small goods and bring that knowledge back and spread it among my community and among other young people as well, so to keep that tradition going.
Why is it based in Germany?
I decided that I'd like to go to Germany because I'm a sixth straight descendant butcher from Germany, and it'd be nice to go back to Germany and get those traits and all those recipes and all that, and regain all that knowledge that's been lost over all those generations.
So sort of going back to the roots, really, then?
Yeah, going back to the roots, yeah.
So you're a sixth generation butcher. Was there ever a question growing up that maybe you wouldn't do that, you might want to do something else?
Oh, there was always that question, but when I was going to high school, I went to St. Luke's, and like every teenager, school's always too hard, so I just wanted to drop out, and I didn't really know what I was going to do. I just wanted to leave school, and so I decided I'd do a school-based apprenticeship one day a week, and I did that for year 11 and 12, and then I did 1 year full-time, and I was a qualified butcher, so I finished year 12 with my senior certificate, and a year after that I'd finished a trade, and I had a little bit behind me, and I didn't really know what I really wanted to be, but as long as I had a trade and my year 12 certificate behind me, I thought that was a pretty good start.
So was there anything else that you were leaning towards?
Oh, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. Anything outdoors I wasn't really much of a literate sort of person. I'd rather be doing practical stuff and all sort of stuff, yeah.
So what is it you enjoy about being a butcher? What gives you the buzz?
I don't know. It's just what I do. I like the people that come in the shop. To talk to them about different things, get their ideas on what you should try and things, yeah. I like talking to people, teaching people, telling people about new things that are, up and coming in our sort of trade and that, yeah.
And of course, Germany is famous for its wide variety of sausages. You think you'll be bringing back some extra special recipes from there?
I hope to be, yeah. I hope to bring back some of that knowledge, yeah, and different ideas to bring back to my community, and then to hopefully either bring it back to the butcher shop or to get tied up with the colleges and the TAFEs and that in Queensland and probably throughout Australia, and to go around and be like an on-site teacher with the younger people, younger than me and that, and sort of share that knowledge around to people that you think are interested in it. Otherwise, you keep it to yourself. Otherwise, you get too many cowboys.
So I get to sample some of your special sausages when you get back, do I?
Yeah, you can if you want.
So when do you leave?
Hopefully around September. I got my 21st this year, and my girlfriend's 19th, and so after that we'll probably be looking at leaving. Yeah.
Really exciting adventure. Have a fantastic time.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, we will. It should be good.